You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. The big news, of course, is that the Sensex gained for the third straight session but was off the day's high when it closed. These and some other stories are what we will be discussing as we take this leisurely evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh and you're listening
an
to
an evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Benchmark indices continued to gain for the third consecutive session on Thursday today, but ended off the day's high amid volatility. The consistent uptrend in rate-sensitive stocks on hope of a rate cut after falling retail inflation and positive Asian cues lifted sentiment. Geojit Financial Services Head of Research Vinod Nair told Money Control, and I quote, "Benign CPI inflation at 2.3% supported an improvement in RBI's current stance of calibrated tightening. Additionally, pickup in industrial production at 8.1% supported the continuation of the rally," unquote. The 30-share BSE Sensex gained 150.57 points to close at 35,929.64 after hitting 36,000 levels in early trade. The 50-share NSE Nifty failed to hold on to 10,800 levels, where generally technical experts expect some amount of profit booking. The index closed 53.9 points higher at 10,791.5, just about 9 points lower than 10,800. Viral Beerawala, CIO of SL Mutual Fund, told Money Control, and I quote, "In anticipation of some firm measures to ease the credit squeeze by the new RBI governor post his meeting with PSU bank chiefs today, markets rallied in the morning but cooled off in the second half on some profit booking," unquote. Asian stocks also closed higher, with shares in Japan's Nikkei, Hong Kong's Hang Seng and China's Shanghai Composite rising 1% each after the positive momentum seen on Wall Street overnight. The rally was also on account of stability in crude oil prices, which were around $60 a barrel. The key thing to look at in these last three sessions, especially after pricing in state's poll outcome, was the consistent outperformance in broader markets. The Nifty Midcap Index gained 0.7% and small cap rose 1%. The market breadth was positive, about three shares advanced for every two shares falling on the National Stock Exchange. Ritham Desai and Sheila Rathi, equity strategists at Morgan Stanley, said, and I quote, "Fundamentals, that is both macro and corporate, appear to be at the start of a new upcycle. Valuations are at mid-cycle and market sentiment or psychology looks depressed. On balance, equity shares appear to offer more upside than downside," unquote. They have set their December 2019 Sensex target at 42,000, implying an INR and USD upside of 20% and 25% compared to MSCI Emerging Market Index USD upside of 7%. All sectoral indices closed in the green except metal, that fell 0.6%. All sectors gained between 0.65 to 1.4%. Yes Bank was the prominent loser among large caps, falling 6% after the Nomination and Remuneration Committee, that is NNRC, and Board of Directors finalized the recommendation for non-executive part-time chairman position. The final recommendation for MD and CEO post will be submitted to the Reserve Bank of India by the Board of Directors post their next meeting scheduled on the 9th of January 2019. Sun Pharma was down 2% after a media report indicated that markets regulator SEBI is examining the whistleblower complaint against the economy. State Bank of India gained 1% after global research house Morgan Stanley increased its price target for the stock to 375 rupees from 350 rupees earlier while maintaining overweight call. The investment firm sees a turnaround on bad loans front in FY20 and will see a significant drop in provisions in second half of FY19, and core earnings will pick up going ahead. Indiabulls Housing Finance up 5.64%, Bajaj Finserv up 2.85%, Infosys up 2.84%, HPCL up 2.67%, and Maruti Suzuki up 2.66%. were the top gainers among the Nifty 50 pack of stocks. UPL down 2.1%, Eicher Motors down 1.76%, and TCS down 1.7% were the top losers in trade today. Well, in under 4 minutes, we've covered all the major events on Dalal Street. I'll, of course, see you first thing in the morning tomorrow with the morning walk down Dalal Street with a recap of all that happened today. And we'll also give you a list of stocks that you could choose over the course of trade tomorrow. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us. And do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.